Are you traveling to foreign countries for work? Do you have clients or colleagues abroad that you'd like to communicate more easily with? Then you should learn to speak a new language and make your business better. Living Language Business courses provide you with the most useful phrases, vocabulary, and cultural tips for business. Try a Living Language Business course for free by using code WSJ2016 at checkout. Visit livinglanguage.com/business to get started.
The latest saga in the hacking novel that is taking over the global sphere. Could an ATM start spewing out 20s at a bank near you?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And cyber criminals who once earned millions by breaking into individual online bank accounts are now targeting banks' own computers. Recently, across the globe, criminals have been programming ATMs to spew out cash. Are United States banks next on the horizon? Let's get the very latest on this front. Joining us now is the Wall Street Journal's Robert McMillan. So, Bob, earlier this year, criminals programmed bank ATMs to basically spew out cash. This took place in Taiwan, in Thailand. First, can you break down what exactly happened in these countries?
Sure. Around the 10th of July in Taipei, people started noticing just cash lying near machines, and they reported it to the police. And it turned out that a criminal gang had broken into the first commercial bank in Taiwan, and over a couple of days they broke in London, and then they traveled around the network, and over a couple of days they figured out how the systems worked there, got onto a system that managed the ATMs for the bank, and sent out instructions for a number of the ATMs to just empty their registers, the cartridges that contain all the cash in them, at a certain predetermined hour. Now, they had about, I think, 22 accomplices standing at many of these machines just waiting for the cash. It was more than $2.5 million that just all pumped out at one time there. It sounds like there were a couple of machines where either people left before the machines were finished, or the people didn't show up, and so
wow.
They found the cash lying around the machines was the tip that something unusual was happening for the police.
Now, I'm wondering if you can clarify this, because there seems to be some confusion as to where it was originally, where we can trace this back to now. I understand this may lead back to a Russian gang, and from there it was possibly spread to operations in Thailand and Taiwan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the people that investigate this stuff think that there are a number of Russian-based hacking groups that have been breaking into banks, and they believe that they are responsible for both of these incidents. No one has been charged with the hacking side of things, although they did arrest a number of Eastern Europeans in Taipei, who were trying to leave the country right after this happened. They were sort of the what they call money mules, basically the people who get paid to go and stand there and get the cash. But the real, the hackers behind this are thought to be associated with one of a number of known Russian hacking gangs who have been getting more and more creative in the way they break into banks over the last few years. In some of these gangs, it used to be that they were the people that would empty your bank account. You'd click on a Word file, or you'd visit a website, and they would find a way of moving money out of your personal bank account. Well, now they've started looking into the systems of the banks themselves and have been finding newer and more creative ways of emptying a lot of money in single instances.
So earlier this month, the FBI addressed this issue. What did they have to say about the potential for similar attacks on U.S. banks?
Well, the FBI warning was just saying that this kind of thing is happening. They cited the incidents in Taipei and in Thailand, and they made a reference to one of the Russian gangs and some of the malware that the Russian gang had created. And they were basically saying to the industry, you know, look out for this kind of stuff because it's going on. It turns out that, you know, the FBI report doesn't spell this out, but, you know, if you talk to people who investigate this stuff, they'll tell you that banks are, you know, they're secure places, but anybody can have a computer that's not up to date. Anybody can click on a phishing email, an email that you shouldn't click on. And it turns out that, you know, some banks are have vulnerabilities that we didn't really know about before the last couple of years. As you may recall, there have been some attacks that moved money using an international bank transfer system called SWIFT over the last few years as well. Mm-hmm. And that's another, you know, example of these systems that are very obscure and that haven't previously been attacked, but that are now starting to get hit by really smart and really capable cyber criminals.
What does the FBI, or does the FBI have anything to say? Are they advising on how to deal with this problem?
Yeah, I mean, in the report, they gave some, you know, they basically listed some of the files associated with one type of malware, and they said, hey, we've seen a report that this kind of stuff is, you know, could be targeting U.S. financial institutions, and these are the, you know, these are the files to look for. If you see these running on your network, look out. It's a really complicated system. I mean, the ATM systems are often they run, you know, Windows XP or Windows NT or some very old and unpatched operating system. Companies have a hard time keeping track of all the computers that they have running, even banks sometimes. Just knowing what's on your network and what could be running. You know, all these computers can be a backdoor for criminals. Sometimes companies aren't so good at segmenting the different networks. So if you get into one, if you get onto my PC, then you can maybe jump to another system, even a server system within our corporation. So it's a really, you know, because of the way we use computers has evolved over decades and decades, it's kind of, you know, and some organizations have a real good handle on what they're running and how to, you know, whether it's all patched and up to date and whether everything's secure. And for other groups, it's a little more murky, you know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if this does pan out to the United States and if, you know, hey, right in time for the holidays, some presents from our local ATM.
I just, you know, I'd like to walk by an ATM that was just spitting out money someday. I think that would just be a sight. I've seen it. I saw a demonstration at Black Hat, must have been 5 years ago, where this researcher bought, you know, he bought an ATM machine and he figured out the vulnerabilities in it. And in his attack, you needed to plug a USB. But on stage, all this money started spitting out,
wow.
And it was just, you know, it just puts a smile on your face seeing money go flying.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to like that, but I kind of, you know, I kind of like the idea of seeing that. Bob McMillan, thank you as always. Fascinating story.
My pleasure. Take care.
Okay,
bye.
That's it for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.